The region of Toulouse in southern France is effectively in lockdown after a shooting rampage at a Jewish school. A man opened fire on children as they arrived for classes. Three children and a teacher were killed. Authorities believe the shooter is in connection with the murders of three French paratroopers in the same region last week. As police hunt for the killer, discussion has now turned to France's simmering racial tensions and whether the president's recent comments on immigration may have inflamed the situation. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown reports.
Anxious parents rushed to the Ozar Hatorah school in Toulouse when word of the shooting spread.
A man on a motorbike came to the school and started shooting in a barbaric and brutal way. It was unbearable.
Just because we're different doesn't mean we should kill each other.
A man on a scooter opened fire, killing a teacher and two of his children and another child. Witnesses say the attacker's gun jammed, so he took out another weapon and pursued children into the school. Toulouse is now ringed by police officers, seconded from across the country. Security will be increased at all French schools and religious buildings. The president, Nicolas Sarkozy, broke off his campaigning for next month's presidential election to travel to the scene. He's described the shooting as an attack on the whole French Republic.
Parce qu'on a assassiné deux sang froid.
Because in cold blood,
des enfants.
Children have been assassinated.
Police say the same gun and scooter from the school attack were used in the murders of three soldiers last week, also in Toulouse. Detectives will have to change tack. They thought they were chasing someone with a grudge against the armed forces, but they might be dealing with the same type of racism Norway had to deal with last year in the Anders Behring Breivik massacre. This is President Nicolas Sarkozy speaking on French TV.
Notre système d'intégration fonctionne de plus en plus mal.
Our system of integration is not working with too many foreigners. No longer can we find them accommodation, a job, a school.
He's watching crucial presidential votes slip away to Marie Le Pen, the leader of the resurgent far-right party, the National Front. So his political discourse has also shifted to the right. The editor at the Jewish Chronicle, Orlando Radici, says the president's sentiment about France shouldering too many foreigners could incite violence.
This is not necessarily just about the Jews. This is about the general fear of the other in France, which is a fear that's obviously being harnessed by French politicians at the moment.
Such acts do not happen in a vacuum.
Rabbi Pinchas Goldschmidt from the Conference of European Rabbis is also worried by the debates entering the presidential race.
Questions of legitimacy, of religious traditions, of minorities, of immigrant communities. These comments by mainstream politicians and then also from the far right give place and maybe legitimacy to people who are unbalanced or part of the extreme right to go and kill children.
Commentators have noted the rhetoric about illegal immigration in France is somewhat disingenuous. Indeed, France's record level of deportations in 2011 and its recent expulsion of Roma populations suggest it is taking advantage of EU border controls. But politics aside, Steve Simmons from the far-right anti-Islam group, the English Defence League, says it's important such issues are being given oxygen in any form.
Absolutely, they should be given airtime to voice public concern at the Islamification and the uncontrolled immigration of European countries.
So you would argue that regardless of how racist some people might consider your views, they still need air, so similarly minded people feel they have a voice and we don't see that simmering racial tensions boil over into rampages, for example, like the one that we saw in Norway last year.
I do believe that we should still be able to use our freedom of speech and freedom of expression within the law. And people can either listen or not. It's their choice. I don't think it spurs people on to go out and commit murder and other crimes.
Is the EDL looking to branch out into Europe and what do you hope that will do?
It was put to the group a few months ago, maybe that the European Defence Leagues and counter-jihad groups should put on some form of public meeting or event to raise awareness and bring together the European Defence Leagues.
Steve Simmons from the English Defence League, ending Rachel Brown's report.